his room. He's naked, he's undressed. So it's not pleasant for him. But it is within Shoy. So Mimele, we say, since it is within Shoy, to leave them. And Alpidin, it's considered that the mice, that he's mitame himself yadai. When a person enters a certain house and then there is a mess in that house, so it's considered as if he was mitame himself yadai. So we say, so there we consider it from the point of view of what it is constructively, not from the point of view of what it is actually, because it's within his choice to resolve. It's unpleasant for him. Mashein came in our case. The Torah doesn't let it. When the Chachomim say, also Elevesa, also that becomes part and parcel of the Torah. The Torah tells him, you cannot. So that means that B'mtzias he has no choice. B'mtzias he has no choice. I mean, so some of the Meforshim point out, V'yisuch alechel b'shorecho, masadigon choteroi shchov yitzorecho. So what does it mean, V'yisuch al? Not allowed? So the Torah says you can? He can! The answer is, when a person can do something that is against the Torah, then it means he can't. B'mtzias he can't. V'yisuch alechel b'shorecho. So mele here, since the Chachomim is the Chachomim say, also le'lodeiso, that means the Torah doesn't let him. So that means that B'mtzias he has no choice. What kind of a choice does he have? To be an Avayan? To violate the Torah? To run counter to the Torah? It means that B'mtzias, he cannot. He has no choice. So where B'mtzias, he has no other choice. He has no other choice except to remain. To remain passive. To remain passive, so then it's considered a shalotais. That's the difference. That's the difference. And you'll see that even... Alright, I mean, that's not important. I mean, this is what the Avram says here. It's not important. Of course, that's a raya, but I don't want to go into it. So in other words, there is no stira between the Trumas Hadeshet. There is no stira between the Trumas Hadeshet and Teisves here. Because the Trumas Hadeshet, in other words, it's one child. When something Alpidin is a Maisavir and Imsheres, and Alpidin is considered as if he's doing it Bigadai. Let's say, when you put dough into the oven, and it takes 2 hours until it's called for now. So Alpidin constructively, it's considered as if Yodai he had been holding the dough in the pot. Constructively. Actually, he's best. So is it considered as a Sheval Taise or as a Kumbase? Vis-a-vis or in Yonim, where there is a distinction between Sheval Taise and Kumbase. So there is no distinction between the Indian of Yeshtia B'tchachon Lakir and the Indian of Kovdabriyaz Deichem. It's one Shaila. So it depends. If it's within his choice to take himself out of the status quo, of the Sheval Taise, of the actual Sheval Taise, so then it's considered from a point of view, from the constructive point of view, not from the actual point of view. But if it's, he has no choice, as here, the Torah doesn't let it. Hachomim don't let it. So Memele, it has to be considered from the point of view of what it is actually. Anyway, so while Teisves in the Kashi assumed that in view of the fact that it's in my Savir and Imsheches. In my Savir and Imsheches. So Mimele, he doesn't have to listen to the Chachamim. Because the Chachamim don't have a Keach to be Misakim Mikumvase. So Teisus in the Peretz says no. Since actually Sheval Taise, so Mimele the Chachamim have a Keach. And if the Chachamim have a Keach, so the Torah doesn't let him. The Torah doesn't let him berate the past. And he has to remain in a passive state. He has no choice other than remaining in the passive state. So in such a case, it has to be considered as passive, not as active, not as conversive. All right. So in Mele, so he says, now, so then, but then, it's muchach, from this tesis, it's muchach, that where a person is an onus in the final phase, but even though in the initial phase, he was not an onus, So he's considered us. But we see, I mean, that they are that there are many, that the Tisa Shita in Ksuves is not like that. And Tisa Shita in Ksuves goes even one step further, because over here, Lecholap, over here, so the initial phase, it was Berot. But in the case of Tisves in Ksuves, that's Lamed. So the putting of the tumor in the Zahar's mouth, that's not at the initial phase of the Maisavira, that's nothing. I mean, this is only preparation. The Maisavira consists in the Achille. So before they reach, before it's pushed in the Bisabliye, the Maisavira didn't even begin. Not even the initial phase. So when was it begotten? Before the beginning of the Maisavira process. And still Teisve says, that is not considered an onus. Because onus means he was an onus. What does onus mean? It's not his fault. What could he never do? He couldn't do, the poor fellow. But here, when Shimon told Reuven, push into my mouth, put into my mouth a tumor. So how can you say onus? So that means, so that's Teisa Shite. So even though he was already an onus at the time when the Maisavira began, because the Maisavira didn't begin when he put it in his mouth, beyond his lips, the Maisavira began when he started to push it. And at that time, so throughout the whole process of the Maisachil, he was an onus. Still, Teisa says, since at the very outset, before the Maisavira began, so he could have avoided it, and he deliberately did not avoid it. So he's not an onus, alachaskamo v'chamo here, when in the initial phase of the Maisavira itself, he was not an onus, but only in the final phase. All right, so we can say that this day, the Rivoi is really can detect this, and he goes even one step further. But, first of all, so, it is shayach to say that here is different. In other words, when, let's say, according to the Shite, that we're in the final phase of the Maisavira, in the final phase of the Maisavira is an onus. Even though in the initial phase is not an onus, so Mimele, so he is considered an onus. So would anyone say that if somebody is Zerik Mitchila Dalet Lisev Dalet and Shabbos, and then after the bow was Neka from his end, so he had remorse, he became very remorseful, he had pangs of conscience, and he started to run in a crazy way in order to catch the bow before it falls at the end of Dalet Ames, and he ran, and with all his strength, but he didn't succeed, and the ball fell at a certain point. So would anyone say he's an onus? After all, here it's a Maisavir Anim Sheches. It's a Maisavir Anim Sheches, so he's an onus. Or if you are going to apply such a logic, so if somebody throws a chetz at Chaveirei, and then the moment the chetz was removed from his hand, he acquired pangs of conscience, and he started, you know, to frustrate his act, and he didn't succeed, and then the chetz killed the other fellow, so he'll say he's an onus. He's an onus. After all, the Maisavir is Nimsheches, because the Maisavir is not done when the chetz is neka from his hand. I mean, until the chetz reaches the heart of the other fellow. So the Maisavir certainly was not consummated, so he'll say he's an onus. But it's a Maisavir and Nimsheches. So it's a Maisavir and Mishaches. The answer is true, the Maisavir is a Maisavir and Mishaches. And when a person eats, so sometimes also when he begins to swallow, then he might acquire pangs of conscience, and it's too late. It goes down into the esophagus. So we'll say it's an onus. No. So that's considered, because when a person throws a chetz or a certain object, a ball, mitchilas dalet lese dalet, mishisayochet lishisarabim. So he knows that biderech hateve, in the normal way, so once you remove that ball from your hand, you cannot frustrate the tech. You cannot do it. So mimele, it's considered birotzen, that he is birotzen all the time, even though the maizaver is nimshachet. Because a person knows that when you remove the ball, once you remove the ball from your hand, so then you cannot frustrate the act, you cannot negate the act, you cannot catch it back. So you set something in motion, and then it goes its own way. every actor the person does. So many times he sets a whole series, a chain of causation in operation. So he'll say, well, I didn't do it. I mean, then I was sorry. But you did something whereby you set a chain of cause of an effect in operation. So then it's considered not only that it was done birtzene the moment when the ball was detached from his end. It's considered that all the time is birtzene, even though he regretted it the moment the ball was detached from his end. I mean, that's a simple thing. It's a simple thing. So that's only shayach when a person does that kind of an act whereby he sets in motion, in operation, a chain of events, of cause and effect. So then everything that takes place as a result of this operation of cause and effect is done by himself. He's considered al-Pidin as being done by himself all the time. He set this chain of cause and effect in operation, in motion. So, Mashein Kein, when you put dough in the oven, so b'derech hateva, even if you put the dough in the oven, you can take it out the next minute. So, and the person knows that it's not inevitable. When he throws a ball, so the person knows that the finalization of this act is inevitable. But when you put dough in the oven, so the person knows that the finalization of this act is not inevitable. All he has to do the next moment, or 2 minutes later, take out it all. I mean, it's b'derech hateva. So he didn't do an act whereby b'derech hateva, it must come to an end. It must be finalized, whether he likes it or not. He did an act, and he knows that he did an act that it can still be frustrated, still can be negated by taking it out. So in such a case, if he's sorry and he tries to negate it, so then we don't consider that the act was done birtzene when he tried to take out the pass, but the Torah doesn't let him. The Torah ties his hands and doesn't let him do it. So Mimele, here, Tesis can agree, Tesis here, can agree with the Tesis in Ksuvis, because over there, when Shimon lets Ruve push the Truma so far that it reaches already the point where, because through the action of Ruve, it will reach its conclusion through the action of Ruve. So he didn't act by letting Ruve through the Truma, he did an act whereby he loses control over the finalization of the act. Reuven has control, but not he. So Mimele, whatever takes place, in spite of his pangs of conscience and his remorse, is considered to be taking place birtzene all the time. In the same way as when a person throws a chetz on another fellow, and that chetz kills him. So even though he has remorse, and he tries to frustrate it, but it's considered b'tzeinei. It's not only considered b'tzeinei the moment when the chetz was detached from his end. All the time it's considered b'tzeinei al-Pidin. Because b'tzeinei, he did an act whereby he set in operation a chain of events that run their course naturally and beyond his control. Mashe'inkin here. So when you put dough in the oven, so you didn't do an act whereby you set in operation, in motion, a chain of events that must inevitably be finalized. No, not necessarily. And he knew that it must not necessarily be finalized. But at that time he didn't care. But later on he does care. And he tries. But the Torah ties his hands and doesn't let him. So that means that at the initial phase of the Maisa Avere it was the Rotzen. In the final phase of the Maisa Veritas Venus, now, and since in order to be Chayev, Mise, Kores, for Meloche, so one must do the Meloche B'yodayim. After all, the Torah says, the Gemara says in Kol Kisvei, Loisase Kol Melocho, Asiyah Udo Oseh, Ho Grom Eshore, Theodosia, Hogrome Shore. So even if he does it, we die, but not we die mamish. Even if he does the act, but not we die mamish. So it's not chayev, it's not even what some of the raise. So in other words, meloche, when is it some of the raise? If the meloche is done, we die all the time. And if it's a maizavir and mshaches, so that means that he must do be your dying. The whole afir process, and according to the Cheskhin of Lomdes, so the afir process does not consist merely in the act of putting the dough in the oven, but it consists in the whole process, and it's considered as if he had been holding the dough on the fire all the time until it's come upon hell. So Memele, the whole maise must be done by your dying Birtzene, and if part of the maise is not done by Birtzene, so then it's Trilose Birotzen. We say the bayonets. Now suppose somebody will eat the kazayis chelet. The kazayis chelet. He'll eat. So the first step of the kazayis, he'll eat brot. The second step of the kazayis, he'll eat bayonets. Will he be chayav malchus? Of course not. So here too. The first half of the act and process of afiyah, which so was brot. The second half, the final phase of the maiz afiyah. Is bayonets. Some meal is potter, so this tasteless does not necessarily conflict with the tasteless in Ksuvis. Alright. Of the tasteless. Vim teimach, the tasteless came she already needs a skill. Vim teimach, veiche also with the chiv skill, vio asroa sofiku, the bisho she hit big pass bitano. Shemo hoyo bidaite ilyotei so kidim shiovu visa skillet umashali rodo shemo shochacha asroi. So today's kashi is Gemara mentions here kidim shiovu visa skillet. True that Gemara doesn't mean dachte sile. Gemara means isa skillet, but since the Gemara uses the expression isa skillet, so that means if there is asroi and there is a yid and the foshe sees neyik, so there is skillet mamish. So today's kashi is how can there be skill in mamish? It's a soy sorik. Every time one puts the dough into the oven, maybe, so when they did mamasre him, maybe he'll be raided. Maybe at that time he had mind to be raided. And even though he wasn't raided, so it still should be put out because it's a soy sorik. Shemo he'll be dying in the day, so can he'll be this skill? Umashal rodo. Shemo shochach hasroi, shemo shochach hasroi. V'tiretz rivo, techim shehidbi, tech in divo shel hasroi, uvadai teofe, im lo yodeno, lav hasroi sof. V'vadai lo hoyo bidai tehir deis, keidem afir, v'lo yehave hasroi sofik, v'lo yehave hasroi sofik, yalo dlikei achim al abon, liman doma b'feri keilo in aleki, Bitle will bitle. The Shemel is the Kamfeo in the Shoteno. The Ash of Shemeshabek no Feo, and Yehilim Lahasreise. We have a royal Allah. The Allah, Kvorov, the Hibish Wish of Echo Kazu, Imechuzu. The Achle Lisore, the other Achle Litnoi, the Shemaskin baby Shadahila Sisea, a dying the Husa Maisa Shelach, Achille Shotnai, Kedem Shishai Malkis. Aber hoche ki shemad bikpas bitanu eina afiya mechuseres mais. Now this thesis is very strange. I mean, Rabbi Kilegia points out. It seems that thesis discusses here two separate things. That's the kashe of Rabbi Kilegia. But we have to know the Gemara of Bitle vele Bitle kime vele kime. In that Gemara, there are two yosoids. And of course, thesis is has the girse. As the girse of our Gemara. I mean, the same girse here as Teisves says Makis, and the girse of Rashi. Now, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan in Makis daf Tezayin. There is a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Between Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. As to whether Hasroya Sofik Shmo Hasroya or Hasroya Sofik Lo Shmo Hasroya. So Rabbi Yechanan holds that Hasroya Sofik is Shmo Hasroya. And Rish Lakish holds Hasroya Sofik Lo Shmo Hasroya. So according to the Girsa that we have in the Gemara, so So Rabbi Yechanan holds pitlei v'lipitlei, and the Rish Lakish holds kimei v'likimei. According to the Gilsei of the Riv, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Ritvo, just the reverse. So Rabbi Yechanan holds kimei v'likimei, and Rish Lakish holds pitlei v'lipitlei. Now, what does it mean, kimei v'likimei, pitlei v'lipitlei? That is reference to Likei Achim Alabon. So one is not allowed the rice. That one is not allowed to take the mother bird, alabon. Now, so, but there is an S. Shalach the shalach esayim vesabonim tikach loch. So, mimele, even if someone does take the mother bird, so it's not chayv malkes because it's alav hamitakles. So, according to the girsa that we have, and that's the girsa and the shita of Rashi and Teisves, so Rabbi Yechanan holds bitle v'loy bitle. In other words, in every lava nitak le'ese, so there is no malkes. So when is there malkes? If he's mivatel, the eser yodai. In other words, he does an act whereby he makes it impossible through that act to fulfill this. In other words, if he takes away the mother bird alabonim, so he's mechuyev, so there is a chiyuv incumbent upon him to send away the mother bird. So when will be chayev malkes? If he shechts the mother bird, then he is unable. He is unable to say, to be mekayem this any longer. As long as the mother bird is alive, he still has an opportunity to be mekindes. But the moment he shechts the mother bird, or even if he doesn't shech the mother bird, he just breaks the wings, so the mother bird would become crippled. He couldn't fly away. So then he'll be disabled from sending away the mother bird. So then he's chayv malkes. That's called bitlei biyodai. In other words, only when biyodai he frustrates the possibility of being mekayim this. But suppose he took the mother alabonim, and then the mother bird died by itself. He didn't kill it. He didn't break the wings. He didn't pluck out the wings. So then he's not chayim malkes. If we say, oh, all right. So that means bitle v'loy bitle. So according to Rashi and Tesis Girsay, and that's our Girsay, Rabbi Yechanan says bitle v'loy bitle. So whenever someone takes the mother bird alabonim, so he's put on malkes. Why? Because there is a lavanitek les. He's mechuyev to send away the mother. And when will he be chayev malkes? If he shechts the mother bird, or if he plucks out the wings. So biyodayim is mevatel the essay. He makes it impossible that the essay should be fulfilled. Then he's chayev malkes. But in any other situation, even if the mother bird dies, but she dies by itself, not that he kills her, so he's potter malkes. Only when biyodayim is mevatel the essay. Rish Lakish says kimei v'lekimei. So according to Rashi and Tesis, so there is one Rashi in Chum at the end of Chum, which is a unique shite. I mean, and Rashi in Makis does not agree with that shite. So according to Rashi in Chum, so the Mandoma who says kimei v'lekimei, the Shloki says kimei v'lekimei. So every lava nitek le'ese is chayv malkes. But when do we say that lava nitek le'ese is potter of malkes? Only if talking the dibuk of the violation of the law is mekindes. But that's the shita of Rashi in Chum. I mean, but Rashi in the other Mesechtes, I mean, does not seem to agree with that. So the Rishonim who have that girsa, that Rabbi Yechanan is the one who holds bitle lebitle, and Rish Lakish is the one who holds kimei lekimei, so they say, so according to Rabbi Yechanan who says bitle lebitle, when is he chayv malkes by Likei Achim Alabonim? Only if the Yodayim frustrates the essay. But if it's Mimele not, and the Rish Lakish says Kimei v'Likimei, so that means
So that means as long as he is able to, so that's mentioned in the Gemara, as long as he is able to be mekayim the eseh, Besdin doesn't give him malchus. But when you go through the Gemara with Rashi's pshat and Tesis, Tesis pshat and malchus, so you'll see that according to Rashi and Tesis, so Rish Lakish who says kimei veloi kimei, so then every lava nitak leeseh is chayv malchus immediately. So if someone takes Eimel Aponim, he is chayv malchus immediately. But if he manages, if the one who took the Eimel Aponim manages to be mikayim the eseh, to send away the mother bird, then he becomes potter of the malchus. But until he's mikayim the eseh, he is chayv malchus. And then Achaname, if Besdin will decide to be ruthless and not to wait, not to give an opportunity to be kind of essay. But the moment the Eidim come and they testify that he took the mother Alabonim, the Eim Alabonim, so Besdin will be Kableides, so he'll be Dani, and give him Malkes, so then the Malkes will be a real Malkes. But he'll have a time against Besdin. Why are they so ruthless? After all, I mean, they could wait a little longer. So then he would be mikayim the eseh. So then he would be mafkia the chiyuv malchus. So b'meile, it's not the proper thing for Besdin to be ruthless. If there is a possibility for him to patter himself for malchus, why should Besdin be achzorim and give him malchus? But in Achaname, if Besdin decides to be ruthless, to be achzorim, and not to let him, not to give him an opportunity to be mikayim the eseh of sending away the mother, so then the malchus is a real malchus. But of course Besdin is not going to do that. If he is in a position to be mafkia the chiyuv malchus, so Besdin is not going to give him malchus. So Besdin will urge him to be mikayim the eseh. But in Achaname, if Besdin will not urge him and Besdin will give him malchus, so it's a real malchus. So in other words, according to Rashi and Tosfos, Rish Lakish says kimei v'kimei, so that means that the lav anitak le'eseh is chayv malchus. But if he manages to be mikayim the eseh, then he's mafkia the malchus. The chayv malchus. But until he does so, he's chayv malchus. And Besdin, if they are not compassionate, so they can be done him and give him malchus. This is the girsa of Rashi and Tosfos. The other Gyorseh, the Gyorseh of the Viv, the Rambam, the Ritvo, is the reverse. That Rabbi Yechanan, who says Asro HaSofik. Now, there is no machlekes as to what the sheet of Rabbi Yechanan is in regard to Asro HaSofik. At that point, there is no machlekes. So according to all Rishim, Rabbi Yechanan is the one who holds Asro HaSofik. Asro HaSofik Shema Asroye. Rish Lakish is the one who holds Asro HaSofik Loi Shema Asroye. And that point there is no machlekes. But according to the gears of Rashi and Tesis, Rabbi Yechanan who says Hasro Asofik Shma Asroye holds bitle bitle, and Rish Lakish who says Kimei Kimei, so he holds Hasro Asofik Loishme Asroye. And according to the gears of the Rambam and the Ramban, so Rabbi Yechanan who says Hasro Asofik Ishma Asroye holds Kimei Kimei. And Rish Lakish who says Hasro HaSofik, Amrichan who says Hasro HaSofik Shema Asroye holds Kimei V'Lekimei. And Rav Shlakish who says Hasro HaSofik Lo Shema Asroye, he holds Bitle V'Lo Bitle. Now let's see according to Rashi and Tesis. So Rabbi Yechanan says Hasro HaSofik Shema Asroye, and he holds Bitle V'Lo Bitle. But Rish Lakish couldn't say bitle v'lo bitle, because Rish Lakish holds that Hasro HaSofik Lo Yishma Asroye, if he will say bitle v'lo bitle, then it will be Hasro HaSofik. Why will it be Hasro HaSofik? Because if we say bitle v'lo bitle, so one is only chayav malchus, if in addition to taking away the mother alabonim, so he also frustrates the eseh by shechting, or by the mother, or by plucking the wings out of the mother bird. So Mimele, at the time, at the time when Edim HaMasri and they tell him, don't take away the mother bird. The mother bird, it's astrosophic. They tell him, if you take away the mother bird, you'll be Chayav Malkus. No? Even if he takes away the mother bird, he's not Chayav Malkus, unless, in addition, he'll do another Maisei. What? He'll pluck out the wings of the mother bird. He'll shech the mother bird. So the Mele, it's astrosophic, so it's Mechus HaMais. So it's Mechus HaMais. Mechus HaMais. Mashein came, according, so Rish Lakish, seen in view of the fact that he holds astrosophic Lushma Asroi, he cannot accept the principle of Bitlei Vole Bitlei. Because if it's Bitlei Vole Bitlei, so every time he gets Malkus, when in addition to taking away the mother bird, he also shechs the mother bird, so it's, at the time of the Asroi, it's astrosophic. It's astrosophic because it's still Mechus HaMais. Do they even know whether he'll do the other Mais, the additional Mais or not? They don't know. And even though later on, he does do the other Mais. He does shech the mother bird, but at the time when he took away the mother bird, so it wasn't determined yet. So that's astrosophic. Mashink, so therefore Rishloki says, Kimberly Kime. So maybe it's not astrosophic. Because according to Rashi and Tesis Shite, so if we say Kimeli Kimei, so every lava nitek leese, at the outset is Chayav Malkus. And the person will be ruthless, will not try to practice the mitzvah of Rachmones, so then they can give him Malkus. But person is not going to do it, because they are Rachmones. And since he has an opportunity to be mafkia the Chayav Malkus, so person will urge him, go ahead and fulfill this. But in Achname Bezden can give him Malkus, so there is no astrosophic. Because he's Chayav Malkus Bivadai. Chayav Malkus what? This is the Shite of Rashi. The Shite of the Rambam and the Ramban and the Ritvo is that Rabbi Yechanan, who says astrosophic, Rabbi Yechanan, who says astrosophic Shmo Asroi, Rabbi Yechanan, who says astrosophic Shmo Asroi, so he holds that Kimavilekimei, and because of that, Rabbi Rishlokish cannot agree with Kimavilekimei. Rishlokish cannot agree with Kimavilekimei. Why? Because Rishlokish holds Asroasofik is Loshma Asroi, and if we say Kimavilekimei, so it will be Asroasofik. Why would it be astrosophic? According to this Rishenim, so they hold that if we say, unlike the Shita of Rashi and Tesis, that if we say Kimei Lekimei means that at the very outset, when someone violates Ilav, Hamitek Lesi is Chayav Malkus, and Bezdin can give him Malkus, but Bezdin is not going to be ruthless if he has an opportunity. If that person has an opportunity to be mafkia the Chayav Malkus, so Bezdin will urge him, be mafkia. But in a Chaname, Bezdin can give him Malkus at the first moment. This is the Shite of Rashi Tesis. But the Rambam and the Ramban, they say that even if we say Kimei Velikimei, as long as the person, the one who took the Imal Aboni, is in a position to fulfill the essay, he's not Chayav Malkus. But the nafkimine between the Bandoma, who says Bitlei Velei Bitlei, and Kimei Velei Kimei, consists in this. According to the Bandoma, Kimei Velei Kimei, so there is no Malkus as long as there is a possibility for the person to fulfill this. In other words, as long as the mother bird is still alive and has all its wings, it can fly away. So there is a possibility for the delinquent person, the one who took the mother bird, to be mikayim the essay. So then he's not Chayav Malkus. It's not only that Bezdin wouldn't do it. Bezdin can do it. If Bezdin will give him Malkus while the person has an opportunity, to fulfill the essay, so then Bezdin will be able to have a case. So, according to Mandoma, who says Kimei, he is not Chayav Malkus as long as it's possible for the person to fulfill the essay. But suppose it's impossible, even though he didn't frustrate by dying, the mother bird died, or it became crippled by itself, it cannot fly. So then, then he's chayav malchus. Masherim kine kolis man domar who says bitulei bitlei. Even if it's impossible to fulfill the essay, but if it happened, he died by itself, or he became crippled by itself. He didn't do it, but he died. So he's still potter. Now, Memele, the Rambam and the Ramban and the Ritva say, Rabbi Yechon says, Kimi Vli Kimi. So when does it become Chayiv Malkes? In other words, only if it's impossible for him to fulfill. So that means that the Chayiv Malkes is contingent upon the failure to fulfill the Es. So Memele, it's as well as up, because at the time when the Amasrim don't take him alabonim, you'll be Chayiv Malkes, so it's not determined to be Chayiv Malkes. Maybe a month later or 2 months later, he will be Mikayim Des, and this so Memele it's as well as up. So Rish Lakish cannot say it, because Rish Lakish holds as philosophic Shema Asroi, but Rabbi Yechanan says Kimei Lekimei because he holds as philosophic Shema Asroi. But Rish Lakish, he holds as philosophic Shema Asroi, he cannot say Kimei Lekimei because of that he says bitlei. So it's still as philosophic? No. So the Ritva explains it. Because if we say bitlei, so that means that the Maisa Avera, if we say Kimavali Kimei, so the Maisa Avera that is Mechayev Malkes consists exclusively in the act of taking the Malabone. Then the failure to fulfill is like it night. But it is not Chayev Malkes for the failure to fulfill the asset. The Mechayim of the Malkes is the taking of the Eim Alabon. But that's it now. The failure of fulfilling the essay is it now. In other words, it's contingent. It's contingent upon his failure of fulfilling the essay. So Mimele, it is a soesophic. It's a soesophic. Because when does it become Mechuyev Malkes? Not at the time when he fails, when the mother bird dies, let's say. 2 days later, the mother bird dies. So then it's determined that it's impossible for him to fulfill the essay. But he becomes Mechuyev Malkes when he takes the mother bird, Alabon. So at that time, it's not determined because it's contingent upon the ultimate failure by the person of fulfilling the essay. Masha'inkin, if we say, so it's a philosophic, Masha'inkin, Rish Lakish says, bitlei, so that means that the Maisaveirek consists of two ingredients. He's not Chayev Malkes just for taking the mother bird. But it consists, it's like a Maisaveirek Arichte. In other words, the Maisaveirek vis-a-vis Malkes. So the Avere does not consist just of taking the mother bird upon him. But number one, of taking the mother bird alaponim. Number two, of frustrating the essay. So that's an integral part of the Maisavere. So Memele, the Ritva says, they can even be masrein at the time when he kills the mother bird. So it's like, so on that point, there is another shaila, whether the asroye should take place at the beginning of the Maisavere or at the end. It's another shaila. But all the Rishenim agree, I mean those who have this shit, who have the girsay of the Rambam and the Ramban, so they agree that according to Rish Lakish, who says bitle will be bitle, so it's an inter- so the bitle will be dying is an integral part of that. Now Teitzves has the girsay that Rabbi Yechanan is the one who says bitle will be bitle, and even though it's asroasophic, so he holds asroasophic shmo asroye. But Rish Lakish holds asroasophic lo ishma asroye, so he rejects the concept of bitle because it will be asroasophic. That stays a shit. So he says, the chim sheyipik terkin dibo shel asroye uveada iti ofe im lo yodenu lav asroasophiku divada ilo hoyo bidaite ilio teis kedem afie velo yhave asroasophik elo bilike achim alabon limandom filka aleikin bitle velo bitle. The Shemo, who is that? According to his Gios Rabbi Yechon. But he holds Hasrosophic Shmo Asroi. The Shemo, Luish Beknofel, or Luish Choteno. ויחשוב שמשבת נפאו, יחילים להסריסי דו, הווה סלויו עליו על הקרובה. Of course, he doesn't agree with the Ritva, because he takes this as a different gear set than the Ritva. The Ritva in Makkah says, that in Achaname, if we say Bitlei v'le Bitlei, so then it's not Asroya Sofit, the Ritva says. So then he can be Masrehim at the time when he breaks the wings, when he plucks out the wings of the mother bird. But Teisa Shite is not like that. Teisa Shite is that according to Mandoma, Bitlei v'le Bitlei, so the Bitlei Biodayim is only at night. It's not an integral part of the Maisaveya. So Memele, the Asroya has to take place at the time when he takes the mother ala body, not when he plucks out the wings. Alright. Va'alav koroba, v'chein v'shvuo, shaloyecho kikazu. If someone takes a shvuo that he will not eat kika number one, if I will eat kika number two. So kika number one is the kika shel isa. Kika number two is the kika shel tnai. V'yachle li yisure. V'yodaroch li tnai. V'chshemasrim bei. V'shas achila sisa adayim mechusa maise achila shel tnai. Kivim shi yisrael malkes. Avol hoche kishemad v'kpas bitanu in afir mechzeres maise. So this expression indicates that the main point in Teisves Teretz is that the reason is why by a fear sapas it's not Asroya Sofik, because it's not Mechus HaMais. When is it Asroya Sofik? If he says Shvu Shalichol Kikar Zeh Mechol Zeh. So Memele, in order to be Mechuye for the Achille of Kikar number one, the Kikar Shalisea, so another Maise is lacking. In other words, he has to eat Kikar number two. Mashen Kein, in this case, when he puts the dough in the oven, in order to be mechuyev, no other ma'ase is required. If he remains passive, from that moment on, he'll be mechuyev. But, on the contrary, if he'll do a certain ma'ase, then he'll negate the aver. He'll negate the aver. Whether he'll negate it because the aver is aver l'mshaches, or he'll negate it because it is at night, it doesn't make any difference. So Mimele sins by remaining passive. Sheval Taisi, he will be Mechuyev, so that's not Asroya Sofik. When is it Asroya Sofik? If it is contingent upon the performance of a certain act that was yet not done. But if without any act he will be Mechuyev, except if a certain act will take place, then he'll be Potea, then it's not Asroya Sofik. So in other words, so the important point, the reason as to why a fear is a pass is not a Asroya Sofik, because in a fear mechuseres mais. So this is what Teisves says. But before Teisves mentioned another loshen. V'tiretz rivod echim shiit biktech yediba shal asroya vada teofim liyodeno lav asroya sofik vivada elohoyo bidayte liyod iskei mafir. So in other words, Teisves mentions two separate reasons. This is Rabbi Gilias Kash. Now, here, he says, "Divadai lo hoyo bidaiti liyodis." Miloshin ze mashmadeo izito is a sefer in one term in Rabbi Gilias Kash. "Divadai lo hoyo bidaiti liyodis." Miloshin ze mashma dimishum hoche lo yhave asroya sofik. Dimishum hoche lo yhave asroya sofik. So from the ratio of Teisves, it's mashma that the reason is why afiyas pass is not asroya sofik, because there is a presumption that when a person puts dough in the oven, he doesn't have the intention of removing the dough. That's the reason. V'ilu mimashikosav ha'akei, v'chein b'shvu eloheichol ze, imeichol ze. So that is Asroya Sofik. Why? Because it's mechus ha'mais. Mashma, t'shaloheichol ze, im loheichol ze, loyav Asroya Sofik. Why does Teisves mention an example of shvu eloheichol kika number one, imeichol kika number two? Why doesn't Teisves mention an example? Shvuah Shaloichol Kika number one, Im Loichol Kika number two. Why does he have to mention Im Eichol Kika two? The answer is because the main point in Teisves is that when is it Asroya Sofik if it's Mechus HaMaise? So if the Kika Shel Tnai requires a Maise, then it's Asroya Sofik. But if the Kika Shel Tnai it does not require a Maise, if he says Shvuah Shaloichol Kika number one, Im Loichol Kika number two, so it doesn't require a Maise, then it's not Asroya Sofik. That's the reason. So in other words, so from the ratio At the beginning, Tesis emphasizes the fact that there is a presumption that Lohoyo be title of days. And at the end, Tesis emphasizes the fact that it's not Mechus Amayit. So he says, V'chem ishvuo, lo'eich hoze im echoze, mashma, v'sholo'eich hoze, im lo'eich hoze, lo'y hava aslo asofi. Lo'y hava aslo asofi. Given the lo'y Mechus Amayit, it should say, not given the Mechus Amayit. In other words, given the lo'y, the ain Mechus Amayit. So it's a toy safer here. Mashma v'sholo'eich hozu, im lo'yeich hozu, so he doesn't have to do anything. It's not mechus amayse. Kim deini mechus amayse. It's a toy safer here in the Rav Gveiga. Kim deini mechus amayse. So memele then it wouldn't be asra estopik. But not because there is a presumption that he will not eat it. So how can we say Avli Shaykh Limelima the Hoyo Bidaiti Shaloy Lochle that there is a presumption that his intention was not to eat the Kikash of Nai? Why should we say that there is such a presumption? Do Afilo Behefach? Hefach means in the Kikash of Isa, which is so Magdaiti Lochle. We see that he decided even the Kikash of Isa to eat it. So how can we say there is a presumption that even the Kikash of Nai he is not going to eat it? He didn't mind eating the Kikash of Israel. Why should he mind eating the Kikash of Nag? So then we cannot say there is a presumption. We can say there is a presumption regarding Afiyas Hapas. After all, it's not crazy. If he puts dough in the oven, so if his intention had been to be ready, why does he put the dough in the oven? Why? What will he accomplish? So obviously, if he put dough in the oven Friday night, his intention was that it should be baked. Because if his intention had been 2 minutes later to take it out, why does he have to put it in? Why? It will not be baked in 2 minutes anyway. But in the case of Vayechol Kikah Zeh, Kikah number one, in Vayechol Kikah number two, then we cannot say there is a presumption that he did not intend at that time to eat Kika number two. How do we know? We see that even the Kika number two is again. So why could we say? Thank you.
Just this person is going to be the number two. We could argue that there is a need that is necessary. by itself. Both are equally reasonable. In other words, one could argue that, let's say, that each, that according to the Hakirchus, that is my father and his father. So even though it's Hakirchusamite, even though it's not Hakirchusamite, it's clear and considered as such that if we feel like there is God, then it's obviously like this. That when it's not Hakirchusamite, so the way that he is a part is not a person, if we feel like there is God. He is a part is not a person. Why?
It's not objectively defined. It's not that the ritual is really
and secret in regard to the media means that the subject that will secretly is going to be successful because of the decision of the man is going to get over. Obviously, he's going to be exactly in with it. Otherwise, that's the purpose of doing it. If he's going to be moving before he's going to get out, before he's all that here, he's going to be something like that. So, the mayor, so, they said that he's not going to be a big way to always find out things. So the people are certainly agreed. We think of the Spanish leader, the Gaddai, the Royal Knighting of the City Glory up here. But, behold, he was not with my father any second. He was not with my father any second. So the mayor, he snapped and flipped up just as he returned and killed my father any second. In view of the fact that there is a possibility to the race. For sure, he's in place to be snapped. Yes, it's a possible plan. It can change his mind. And here I go, the mayor is not considered objective reason. Now, here, Primary Marina has to go to the city, very strange reason. Primary Marina has to go to the city, including Michael McBoy. He is the very clear of the lowest level in the highest. He is the way up here. Really, so difficult. Nearly the afternoon, he was in higher than when he was there. He normally would put the coming boy away. He was in very afternoon in higher. So we don't allow him to stop him to be better. Although he was way in the higher, that was not the better. He was still half the year in the near afternoon, he was in the short call of the house. The thing is, for a small, latest style, the teacher is now, soon he says, that he was there. The thing is,
allowed the very outfit of the Rubens to put Bruno into his mouth, a
and then, and he knew that the woman was going to put it into the Zagreer. But then, by the time when he was ready to go down to the Zagreer, he had chavotah. So he's not going to be an honest. Even though he was an honest, not during the whole Maizaleya. But honest means, what could he do? What could he do? Could he have been done to it? He didn't have put it in his mouth. So, and here they say that he knows that the Russian is the initial thing in my family. But he, at the end, in my family, in Japan, he was not an enemy, so he was an enemy, so he's not an enemy. So he said, no, over there, when the person was saying, when the person was saying, throwing a paper, a ball, he's $3, he's $3, and he's $3, and he's $3, and even though, after the ball, he's not up on his end, he has remorse, so he's not something else. It's being the money in the final phase of my career. Even though he's in my career in Japan. Because when a person, your family, doesn't act whereby he sets a chain of cause and effect in operation, so then everything that is claimed as a result of the chain of cause and effect is considered as if he didn't do that. Otherwise, one could only say, I don't know, person's right is violent. And then at the moment when it starts coming down, yes, how do I say you benefit from it? You'll not be considered an earth. Because by following it, so you do an earth that must inevitably reach its perfect finalization. So it's considered for the whole thing, when one throws the ball, it's $3, so it's considered that he did the same, the whole thing, when it's $3. Now, the reason here was the Kateva, even after you put it on the oven, you can still take it out. So, the main way, what takes to eat is baked in the oven. It's a rolling dice, and he wants to take it out, so it's not as good as the payment. So, the main way, the final phase, the stuff of the Maita Deha, is considered a date. So, the question is this, is it considered the image? But, it is also Maita Deha. So when Jesus says that he's not taking the card because the Chachamim don't allow him, so the Meir is not higher either on the basis of Manaro is at the Yavo, or only Chachamim is at the Yavo, or we don't even have to resort to Manaro is at the Yavo. Only if he's a Maita Vera, except in Port of Money, but the Maita Vera is here. Oh, but here, it's not even Maita Vera that I see, because the Torah says we start from Locha, so the morning comes to prepare that field order, or come to Torah. So when the Torah asks, Afir, is there the Maita Afir of Yedai? Is there the Maita Afir of Yedai? So you ask, well, there is no Maita Afir of Yedai in the course of the whole act. It's the Maita Afir of Yedai, which is put the door in the oven, but then for 2 hours, it takes 2 hours for the door to bake, so that then it doesn't do anything, the answer is, the answer is, it's considered Mishachet, so it's considered that if he has been holding the door with his hands on fire in the past. But if he wants to take it out and the Chachamim don't let him, so the Meir needs several times it. So the final phase of the Maita Deha is not considered to be done in the Dai. So the Meir is not just a question of honor, Chachamim and Pastor, which is the Maita Deha. It's like a heavy Maita Deha. Because the whole Maita Afir has to be done the Adai by him. And here, the final phase of the Afir is not the Adai. And there is a lechel is after come aloha, Afir is also a come joy, some in the way it's not in money. So this is considered as well in the Kashi of Yom, that it's not in the only. Since the Torah doesn't let him, the Chachom doesn't let him, so that means the Torah doesn't let him. Take out the path, so maybe it cannot be considered as if you're dying, he has been holding the door over the fire. So maybe there is no, the final phase part of the Maita Deha in Cheche is not the dying. So there is no idea you're dying. We start to come along, I see your daughter, I'll come to it. So it's nothing wrong. It's like Otavaria. Like one who did part of the Maita Deha and not the whole Maita Deha. This is what the Shmuel assumes in the passage. But then, he says in the first paragraph, he says no. Even though need several times in the final phase, but as long as in the initial phase of the Meloche, he was a Kumba day, so the Mele is considered that here. So it's considered that here. So it's not like here, like Homer, like Nathaniel. So it's considered that here. So, but why is it got there? Because part of the Maitavir is anonymous. And part of the Maitavir is the Russian. From the Mele, it's more a day, the Chachon Momata is in order to be Mele, the Maitavir is of Chilkabe. Or why is it not the highest killer? Because not the highest killer, it must, the whole Maitavir might be Russian. But the Maitavir is of this, the Chachon Momata is in order to prevent the Maitavir. So where is the casting? You assume, that it is, in the castle he assumed that it is, that it's no Maitavere Midrash. So in the first paragraph, the physician assumed that it's Maitavere it is. In view of the fact that the initial phase was the combat phase. Even though the final phase was the Gelotaite, so it's Maitavere of the law. So it's considered a Maitavere Midrash. What is an honor to spot that? From the Mele, to the Morete, to Tirule, in order to prevent the Maitavere. The second lesson apparently assumes like the premise in the Kasia Chesmuel. In other words, that if the Chachomim don't let him, that means the Torah doesn't let him, so that means in several places. So, and the Lechet Asir, we don't be a dying. We come back here all the time. Come here, so it's no Maitavere. So then the question is, why should there be Tarek? So the second verse says, the dead Gufe is abiding in the Gemara. Whether we say like the Rishat, or we say like the Mechakino. So he says, in Ami Yi Gufe Komi Goyere, Yitiru, Yi Lo Yatiru, Mechaye. Why? How can he say Yi Lo Yatiru, Mechaye? But the Rishat says, the certainly is not Mechaye. You'll be anonymous, or you want to be anonymous, I mean, the Maitavere will, part of Maitavere will be the general Taise. So it will not be a Maitavere with the Raise. So it means, he kiru, he loyat kiru, because maybe it's like the Rishat, and if it is like the Rishat, so we may say, if the Chachomim will tell him you're not allowed, he'll still be high. He cannot say, he's anonymous. Because my Maitavere is done when he put it down in the open. Then he was real hostile. But if he would be raided, he would be dated on a prayer. So that doesn't make him an honor, just because the Torah, the Chachamim, tell him no. He is not an honor. He's not an honor. So that's the silence. You got one alternative is, so the Rabbi of the Gemara is whether Akir, the Maitavere of Akir consists in the putting of the door to the Tanur, that is that it. So in Mele, we have to say, you know, so you have to say it here. So it's not like the reverse swore in the previous cases. So even though the Maitavere is done already, but still the Chachomim should be mattering in order to negate the Masreya. After all, it's only Shiloh with the Rabbonon. Why shouldn't the Chachomim be mattering and the Rabbonon in order to negate the Masreya? It's because the Maitavere was done already. So he will become a boy in Shiro. He will not be on the Chuyo. And he's not an honor because Maitavere was done already. So when Dome Lai is Kshochim, he means Kshochim, that all Hazoyah is Zemel. So the Chachomim tell him to be Mibatul Mitzvah that covers Pesach, because he's in the Porta. So there is not Chayat Kore, because there is not Porta. But even here in the Spesheya, he put the door in the oven. So in Melech, he's Mechuyah. If the Chachomim will not make a dispensation. So because of that, he will be Mechuyah in case the Chachomim don't make a dispensation. And the Yisrael Rabbonim is a part, so the Meirah that the Yisrael Rabbonim the Chachomim two dispensers at the Konek. He must convey it to you. He says, we don't allow you to Tzachim. So in Tzachim, the Gemara says, he needed to pray in Mokim Korek. And the Chachomim told him to be in the battle of West from Zeta. Because over there he was not Kikeya. So the Meirah, he will not be Chayat Korek. But here the Chachomim will tell him, and they'll be mighty to pray him. So then he'll become a Chuyat Kile, a Chuyat Kile, kill everything. So the Chachomim should dispense to the Takonim. Oy, Loi Kile, the Loi Chayat Apogam, the Potom Kile. Maybe it's like the Nihat Chinuch.
So Mimele, even though it's Poshadi, he fulfilled with Pirotsky, but if he's not allowed, so the final phase will be Bene. So Bene will be the Gebal Taise. So Mimele will not even be a Maita Bene. So why did it come to the mafia?
Gmore, da vzalo idem zale. Ko će to oni je sljedeći? Ko će to ne sljedeći? To da lohi mi da ti izhaj. A maj haje? Wo bino a tira van noche me al gabi noki in gaur al dalle gileke. So why should it be chai? Oma rabbe, homane rabbe akive, di oma lo bino moki ma bo alabo. So di more mention is of a poshi, that there is a loche, that the akira has to be from a moki in al dalle al dalle, dalle tvochim al dalle tvochim. And the hanoche also has to be on a place that has dalle tvochim al dalle tvochim. What is the reason for this aloche? So Tate says, Rashi says, Malgabi Mokin, the Havachot, what's the significance of Dalet Dalet? If it is Dalet Vochim, then it's considered the Mokim Chot. So in other words, so the Akira has to be from Mokim Chot of Noch, and the Anoche has to be also on the Mokim Chot. Malgabi Mokin Dalet, the Havachot. Remember an Hoshi Anoch, Vakiroshi Akira, the Yodi Lavu King Dalit, the Katon Lamasin, Bain Lakira, Bain Anoche, the Katon is not only the Yodi Shola Bai, Ari Anoche, or you should not only say, Hey Ari Akira, Ari Akira. This is why, where do we find that it has to be Mokim Hoshi? It has to be Akira Anoche, but maybe even if it's not the Mokim Hoshi. So Rashi doesn't explain it. Now, the Ramban says that it's a local mission in Sinai. Hilchas Gmirah. It's not based upon a posik, it's not based upon a tzvore. It's a local mission in Sinai. Take this two shots, it's two shakes. For being an Akira Vanochem al Mokim Dalet, Eimer Abetam, the Rigilus Laniach Achivet, the Bochis Mitalet. Vichain Hoyo, Mistomid Mish. So, in other words, it's on the basis of tzvore. Since it's not a rebuke to be maniach, chifet, pochet, midalet, so mimele, and that's the way it was in the Mishkin, so mimele, we require a mokim dalet al dalet. But then, this is Rabbi Tam's pshat. Veidemari, dal yete ish min keime in mashma di koye nama achifet, kileima min keime shochet, vidashinam beirazin dal yete, avo gab di pashte di kroh, am kemi shel odom da ni gal dame mikom mo kim mach me name mikim achiv vei mokim khoshu di pochet midal. So according to Rabbi Tam is based upon his word in the view of Rabbi Achiv pochet midal, so mishtam it was in Mishkin that way, and according to Rabbi it takes us a kot. Now if it is based upon this word of in the view of Rabbi Achiv pochet midal, so then it applies to Hanoche also. It implies that not only Akire, but also Hanoche and Mokim Dalet al Dalet. If it's based upon Gzeres HaKosu for Al Yetzei Shmin Kemei, so that Gzeres HaKosu only implies that Akire has to be from Mokim Choshev with Dalet al Dalet. Hanoche is not mentioned in that passage. But, so we learn out Hanoche from Akire, even though the Gzeres HaKosu deals with Akire, orientation came in, but we learn out Hanoche from Akire. Alright. So the Gemara is the Kashe, so why is the Akire from the yad of the Balabai is a good Akire? Why is the Hanoche in the yad of Balabai, so on the yad of Yoni, a good Hanoche? Omar Rabbe, Homane Rabakim.
Yoma Libinon Mokim Albo Alapo. Rabakive, the Gemara says, does not agree with this aloche of Mokim Dalad Dal Dal. In other words, so if we say it's based upon this Svore in Regilus Laniach Achaive, the Pachas Midalad, Pachas Midalad, or Estesves and Omid Beises, Estesves and Omid Beises, that it's because Yalfino Mishkin, Shehoi Yonetli Mitivoson, Shehoi Yubana Arba Al Arba, Vinisnu Yabese Amloche. So then we can understand. So in other words, so Rabbi Akiva doesn't agree with this war. Or if we say like the Reed, it's based upon the Xerxa Kosuf of Al Yetzi Ishmin Kemei, so he doesn't learn it out from that Pasuk Al Yetzi Ishmin Kemei. But according to Ramban, that it's Aloch Lemeshe Misinai, so how does Rabbi Akiva contradict that Aloche? How does Rabbi Akiva contradict that Aloche? So we can say that Rabbi Akiva, in other words, he holds that there is no such halacha l'meishim sinai. But the Rambam mentions a klal in Perush HaMishnayis that halacha l'meishim sinai there is no machlekes. So the Rambam is not mishubet to the Rambam shit, the Rambam. Ramban, but and as far as the Rambam is concerned, so we can say that the Rambam does not agree with what Ramban says that Mokim Dalad Al Dalad is Aloch L'Meshi Mesina, because the Rambam, according to the Rambam, there couldn't be a Machlekes Aloch L'Meshi Mesina. We have isolated kashes, all right, so they are terutzi. But this is what the Rambam says, that Aloch L'Meshi Mesina there is no Machlekes. There is no machlek. All right. So then we can say that the Ramban is chilek. The Ramban is chilek on the Rambam. So the Rambam himself will agree either with Rav Netam's pshat or the Riz pshat that is based upon his vore or is based upon his zersakot of Al Yisishim Kemei. So in mele. Rabbi Akiva doesn't learn out, he doesn't agree with that Svore, or he doesn't learn it out from the Pasuk Al Yetzish Mekeimei. Because Teisus itself says, the Pashtelik Chokoyam Kimish Lodon Dalet Al Adames, not Mekimish Al Chayfetz. But we say, the Rabbonon say, that Mashmanam Mekim Al Chayfetz, but Rabbi Akiva doesn't, is Chilikanet. And according to the Ramban, so we can say that the Ramban holds that there could be a machlekes even respect Aloch L'Meshi Sinai as well. But we could say that there is that the Ramban agrees with what the Rambam says in the Perush HaMishnah, in the Akdomet to the Perush HaMishnah, that there is no machlekes on Aloch in regard to Aloch L'Meshi Sinai. So. But the Ramban says that the aloche of Akira and Anoche, Ma'ul Mokim Dalad Al Dalad, is aloche L'Meshi Mesinai, and still Rabbi Akiva is chelikanet. So we could say, because that, let's go over the Gemara. I mean, of course, Kumishuma. Then we'll see. I mean, Omar Rabbi Omane Rabbi Akiva. Yomar Libino Mokim Abo Al Abo. Did not? Azirik Meshus Ayochid Meshus Ayochid. Ushus Rabbi Beemtza. Rabbi Akiva Mechayim. Vachachom in Peitu. So if he's Erek Mishayochid, Mishayochid, and Rishus HaRabim Beemtza, so there is no chiyuv of Zerek Mishayochid, Mishayochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim, as such. Ligabi Meishit, so there is a special aloche, Bidyut Achas, so Meishit Mishayochid, Mishayochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim is Chayim. Mashayin Kein, in respect to Zerek, there is no special aloche. Of Zerek, Meshus Hayochid, Meshus Hayochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim. So in other words, so as far as Zerek is concerned, so only if we could construe a Zerek Meshus Hayochid, Meshus HaRabim, or Meshus HaRabim, Meshus Hayochid is Chayim. But there is no chiyuv of Meshus Hayochid, Meshus Hayochid, Derech Rishus HaRabim per se. That there is no. So, still Rabbi Akiva is mechayim. And Chacham in Petri. Rabbi Akiva so var amrinon kuto kim shirun chotan. So in other words, so in the course of the Zrike, it is called in the Avir. As it passes through the Avir of the Rishus Rabbi. So mele Rabbi Akiva holds kuto kim shirun chotan. So kuto kim shirun chotan, so that means the moment when it passes through the Avir of the Rishus Rabbim, at that time it's considered as if it is noch in the Rishus Rabbim. So Memele is Chayev on the score of Zeirek, Mirshus Ayochid, Rishus Rabbim. Not on the score of Zeirek, Mirshus Ayochid, Rishus Ayochid, Derech Rishus Rabbim, but is Chayev on the score of Zeirek, Mirshus Ayochid, Rishus Rabbim. V'Rabbon and Sabre lo yamrin akutu kemishirun chadami. So Memele, so when it passes through the Avir of the Rishus Rabbim, so then, it's not, there is no anoch. So he couldn't be mechuyev on the score of Zerik Mishus Ayochid Mishus Rabbi, and on the score of Mishus Ayochid Mishus Ayochid Rabbi. There is no such chiyuv. There is no such chiyuv. Now, Kluto, Rashi says, Kluto Achifet, Hoyul v'niklad be'aviro shel Rishvitz Rabbi, ki mishehuncho b'seichei, now, in Rashi it's not clear what according to Rashi is the pshat in Rabbi Akiva of Kluto Mishirun Chotan. In other words, it can be explained in two ways. We could say that the pshat of Kluto Mishirun Chotan is that the fact that it's called in the Avir, that in itself is the Anoche. So the Anoche is the Avir itself. It's Noch in the Avir, even though it's in a state of motion. So Kluto Kimishuncho. It's Alpedin, it's considered, even though it's in a state of motion, so it's considered as if it had been resting in the Avir. While it passes through the Avir, it's considered as if for a moment it had been resting in the Avir for a moment, and then it kept on moving again. So the Anoche is in the Avir itself. The Avir is the resting place. Or the Pshat in Kluto Kimishirun Chotan is that we consider it as if it had dropped on the karka beneath. As it passes over the karka of the Rishus Rabbim, so it's considered as if it had rested on the Avir itself. You will soon see that on that point there is a machlekes, an explicit machlekes, between Teisves and Amud Beis and the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh in Pirik Yud of Por Mishneh. So Teisves Shite is that the Pshat in Kluto Kimishirun Chotan is that the Avir is the resting place of the Chayves. As the ball passes through the Avir, so it's considered that point in the Avir is the resting place. And the Rambam Shite is definitely that it's not that the Avir is the resting place. It's considered as if it had dropped on the karka for a moment. And then it continued to move again. Now, the Rambam, we'll see the Teisves. Well, the Teisves is Nomad Beis, when the Ri says that if we say Kluto Kimishirun Chotan, so if someone will throw a ball, Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Ayochid, Derech, Rishus Rabbim, Limayla Miyud, then he couldn't be chayef on the score of Kluto Kimishirun Chotan. But only on the score of Yalfin and Zerek Meishit. Because if we say Kluto Kimishirun Chotan, if we say Kluto Kimishirun Chotan, so Memele, when it passes the Avir Rishus Rabbim, Limayla Miyud, and Lemaila Miyud is the Mokim Ptur, so it's considered as if the Anochi is in the Mokim Ptur. So if the Isveshite is that Kluto Kimishirun Chotan means that the Anochi is in the Avir where it passes through, so understand, the Avir that it passes through is Lemaila Miyud, that's the Mokim Ptur. But if we say that the Pshat in Kluto Kimishirun Chotan is that it's considered to be Noch, and the Karka Limado, the Karka Limado is not the Mokim Ptur. Is not the Mokim Ptur. And so, the Ramban is Chilik on Teisves. Now, so we see from this Teisves that that Teis Meshita is that the resting place is the Aver itself. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishne in Poro Perikud of Poro Haloche Mishne Hei Hoyo Eimit Chutz Litanu